Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. I'm Dr. Michael A. Milton. Today's devotional is Walk in Wisdom from Ephesians 5, 15 through 21. And we'll get right into it after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Walk in Wisdom is a devotional written and read by Dr. Michael A. Milton. Our text is Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 15 through 21. This is the third in a series on Walk This Way. This is the inerrant and the infallible Word of the living God. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making music to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord will endure forever. It is elementary to say this, but it is critical that if one desires to arrive at the right destination, one has to have the right route. That's so whether you're flying an airliner from point A to point B and you have the right flight plan, or if you're an acrobatic high-wire walker going from point A to point B. And you must do so flawlessly, or you can fall and risk injury or worse. I use the word acrobat and focus on that illustration because the Apostle Paul uses a word that in the ancient Greek referred to the accuracy of archers, or to, indeed, acrobats. It is the word, the Greek word, from which we get our word acrobat. And Paul says you are to walk circumspectly or carefully. And that is the word, the root word for acrobat in the Greek. We're to walk very carefully so that we can get to where we are, to where God has called us to be, both as a person, as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and also, of course, heaven, eternal life. Now, just as the Apostle Paul was calling the Ephesians to walk carefully, and to do so is to walk in wisdom, so Almighty God is calling every believer to walk in wisdom, to carefully and wisely walk so as to arrive at your destination. How do you do that? Well, that takes up this section of Scripture and is the focus of our devotional. You do so, first of all, by redeeming the time. This is in verse 16. It's found in other places in Scripture. So it's very important that we understand that God desires for us to walk wisely, and to do so means to recognize that time, as we know it here on earth, is a limited commodity. There's a beginning and an end for all of us, and God calls us to redeem that time, to examine the hours and the days and years the Lord has given us, and to ask ourselves, are we using it for God's glory and for others' good? Paul also says to walk wisely, then, is to receive the word of God. This is in verse 17, where Paul says that we are to understand the will of God and his word. This requires not only reading, but going deeper. Reading and praying as you read, seeking the truth. And Jesus said, if you knock, the door will be answered. If you seek, you will find. So redeem the time and receive the word. And thirdly, rejoice in the Holy Spirit. Paul draws the comparison between rejoicing in the Holy Spirit and being drunk with wine, in which, he says, is dissipation, a decadent wastefulness. We are to be filled with the Holy Spirit. There are many other distractions in this world and many other things that we can fill our lives with, alcohol being one, but there are so many others. And to be drunk with wine, to be filled with it, is to be under the influence of another power, an earthly and base force, rather than the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. If we are to get to our destination safely, we are to redeem the time, receive the word, and to rejoice in the Holy Spirit. This is through the influences we choose in our lives. It's our speech, and it's even our song of our hearts. And finally, we're to reach out for others. Paul says we're to submit to one another in love. And this is putting the other person in your life before yourself. There's more joy in reaching out to others and giving to others and living a life of gratitude, giving thanks, than focusing on self. At the intersection of faith and life, there is a great difference between Eastern meditation and Christian meditation. In Eastern religions, meditation is a mindless exercise designed to bring about peace. In Christianity, meditation is to focus on God's word, is to examine your life, your use of time, your use of resources. It's to focus on the word of God and to receive it. It's to rejoice in the Holy Spirit and to give thanks for all that he has done for us. And it's to pray for others. In other words, what Paul is instructing is a life of Christian thought, a life of Christian meditation, a life that will allow us to walk in wisdom, and in doing so, to walk from where we are to home, to where God is. Walk this way. Walk in love, walk in light, and walk in wisdom. Further reading. I would recommend that you consider reading the first five books of the Bible, isolating the word walk. You can do so by going to BibleStudyTools.com. Type in walk into the search bar and look at the first five books of the Bible, verses that will show us God's will for how we walk. My second recommendation for reading is also from BibleStudyTools.com. Type in Enoch in the Bible and learn about the man who walked with God so carefully that he walked into heaven. Thirdly and finally, I want to recommend my own book that is entitled Songs in the Night, How God Transforms Our Pain to Praise. It's available in print, audio, with Audible, or through e-publication, such as Kindle. I trust it'll be of encouragement to you. The Lord bless you and keep you.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.